fact and prove it, that isn't in Oklahoma history.
There's a lot to be done in Oklahoma history.
Now, I'll tell you this much. You've probably visited Oklahoma over here in Tahlequah. And why Tahlequah is called Tahlequah, how it became Tahlequah, and all that. I don't ever remember having read that in Oklahoma history books. But my wife's mother and her sister, incidentally, her sister has one of the oldest Bibles in the United States, down there at Salisaw. And the family history and background all the way back to Pennsylvania is in that book. But Chief John Ross, the way I know him, wasn't the character that Oklahoma history portrays him to be. Chief John Ross had to leave his tribe at Westville after they came here because they voted to kill the chiefs. There was four chiefs, and the Indians voted to kill them, and they killed two. One's buried up here. Chief Bushyhead is buried at that cemetery there, because after they arrived to this point, they had lost so many of their loved ones along the way. They had to walk, and old, young, and in between. And if they got sick, they had to carry them. Eventually they die, they bury them along the way. That's why it was the Trail of Tears. They discovered that these four chiefs sold them out in Tennessee.
Oh boy.
And that's where the money came from that built the Murrow home. And Chief John Ross's brother-in-law was Murrow that built the home. And the furnishings in that home came from France. And nails and material in that home came from England. That cost lots of money.
You go west and become a king. Huh?
Yeah, and to me, Chief John Ross is what I would refer to today as a two-bit politician. He's one that sold out his people.
Mm-hmm.
And he feared for his life, and he was saved, he got by. And a great-great-grandfather of my wife was another one that they tried to kill. And he had to leave and go back to Texas. He went to Texas to keep him from killing him. But they killed Chief Bushyhead, and they killed another one there at that place. And why Tahlequah is named Tahlequah is, to me, is very interesting, and I think it should have been in Oklahoma history books before now, and I can prove that part too. After they settled up here, there was a large group of Indians, so they wanted to organize a government. This was Indian territory, and they had to organize a government. Okay, where would the capital be? Where would the headquarters be? So they sent out three scouts to find a place suitable to have the capital of the Cherokee Nation. Well, the three scouts went out, and one got separated from the other two. How, I don't know that part. But they were gone for days and days. Of course, they wanted to be further from the Arkansas line. And they found this spring at Northeastern State College. They found that big spring there. And then over a little ways further was another spring. And the two decided that that would be the place. It was a beautiful place, and there's a lot of wild game involved. And they decided that would be the place. But they thought the third one should help make the decision.